You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have Stephanie and Corey with us, and this is a very special project, and they're going to be talking about, it's actually a play coming up at Bishop's. It's called Columbia Days. That starts on July 1st, runs to the 9th, 8 p.m. in the Turner Studio Theater. So tell us about the play, and even more important, tell us about the project.
Well, the play is a personal memoir done by the playwright George Rideout, and it's about his time growing up in South Carolina in the 1950s. So it draws on a lot of the racial issues that were going on at the time, as well as the music and the politics, and it kind of touches on everything, and it's a really poignant piece about the trials that people went through at the time.
Definitely very important message to get out there.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, having worked on it, how relevant the messages are still for today.
Excellent. And Stephanie, you were telling me that a little bit about your background. You graduated from Bishop's, and you've been working, and you've been called back for this project.
Yeah, I graduated from Bishop's 2 years ago, and I worked professionally for a year in Ottawa, and then I was accepted to Studio 58, which is a theater school out in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So I've been there for a year, and I'm on summer hiatus, and I was asked back to do this project, and I was thrilled to be, and I'm here, and I've been loving the experience, and certainly a little different having been out there a little and coming back, but I'm happy to be working with the graduates. We've got a really, really, really talented group.
Good. And Corey?
I'm a professional outside of the community. I'm from Halifax. I've done a lot of TV, and I'm a professional choreographer. I used to be in a show called Trailer Park Boys Forever. Mm-hmm. And then I met George, and I started working up here doing dance. So I've been involved in the production team here for 3 years. So I've worked on all the spring musicals, and of course I worked on the large Cinderella that we just had here in the winter as well, and I do all the dances. So I work with George quite a bit. So we got together and we talked a lot about this project, and it was something we really wanted to do and thought it would be a great thing. We have a lot of really wonderful students here and a lot of past students as well, and we wanted to really exploit their talents and get a small group on stage and really see how far we can push them, you know, before they move on.
That sounds great. And this is the first time for this project. Now, the project is, if I understand right, getting the graduating students a little bit... getting them kind of in touch with the companies and the different theater companies, different things like that, because that's a hard thing to do, I would imagine. Once you graduate, you know, how do you go about getting into a company?
It is. It's quite hard, actually. It's like a lot of times, you know, some of the students, I guess I've had experience in this too. You're lucky enough to either be seen, or a lot of times you're out there trying to get people to see you when you do work. So with this, we felt, you know, we've got a really special group of people, and we figure, you know, getting them in touch with sort of the demands that they would meet, mm-hmm. that's different than a school, like getting in a professional setting and bringing the people to them, which is nice for them to find out, you know, there is people coming that are from outside the community, and they know that all you have to do is contact them. So mm-hmm. it'll be nice to get them, you know, not only talking to the people, but those people can actually see what they do on stage as well and see some potential. And those might not even lead to, say, a job with an agent, but it gets their name on the radar. It gets them talking to someone else and whatnot. And that's really, word of mouth is the most important thing.
Good networking. And absolutely. As you said, Bishop's is a small university and in a small community. So it's not that easy to be seen as it would be in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
It's cut off. And as well in the drama program, our rehearsals are primarily in the evening.
Okay.
And so this experience, much like the musical in the spring, but a little differently because of the size of the cast is so small, it's really similar to a realistic professional situation where you've got a couple weeks to throw something together, and then it goes up for about a week or two. And the way that we've been putting it together, the hours that's been asked of everyone, they get a taste for what it's really like.
Yeah.
It's been really nice for people. And, you know, because it's such a small group and we all do know each other, the way that the day's been broken up, we've been doing a lot of ensemble work in the morning and then in rehearsals in the afternoon. So it's really a way to get a rhythm going with a group of people, which is what you always strive for when you're working with an ensemble.
It's true. It's one of the things that is really important to us. In the school situation, we deal with the pedagogy and the education of everything when it's happening. And now with this, it's sort of, you know, we're not teaching anymore. It's put your skills to work, and, you know, we've got a poignant piece, and let's put everything we have on the table. And it's really forcing everyone and showing everyone that they can execute on a high level as well, which has been really good. It's been great for me as a choreographer because I can, you know, I'm doing things not just for a large group and a sort of balanced group. I'm doing things with people who are, you know, they're really pushing themselves to do high level work. And that's a real pleasure for myself and George and Jamie Crooks, who's the music director. And it's quite lovely for
good.
Us.
Good. How many are in the play?
Nine
people in the play, okay. And did you always want to go into acting, Stephanie?
There was a brief moment where I was going to be an FBI agent, and then I was also going to be a marine biologist for about 5 minutes, but it's always kind of been theater.
Okay, well, the benefit of theater is that you can be those things too.
There you go. Be an astronaut if I want.
So. Yeah, true. How difficult did you find it once you graduated to get into a company?
Well, my experience was... I headed back to Ottawa, and I started going to auditions, and, you know, didn't get some. But I was lucky. I was embraced by the theater community in Ottawa, and I did a couple really, really remarkable shows. And I think I could have kept working there if I had wanted to. Ottawa is a bit of a smaller scene, so kind of once you're in. And but for me, Bishops gave me a tremendous foundation, which is why I was able to work professionally right out of it. And but I really strived. I hungered for more technical training. And a conservatory program is very different than an academic university program. So I decided to go back to school. And, I mean, Bishops gave me everything I have to get into Studio 58, which is a pretty special school in its own right.
So. Good. Sounds a lot, you know, a lot of good words for Bishops, definitely doing a great job in the theater department. And you, Corey, did you always want to be working in theater? And
Absolutely. I don't know how to do it. I've never known how to do anything else. So I've been working professionally, I guess, since I was 17.
Since you were 17. That's okay.
So that's 20 years, I think, yeah. I guess.
Worked in different areas of Canada?
All over the world.
All over the world, okay.
So I teach a lot of master class in dance, so I teach a lot of major dance festivals around the world. I've taught, I teach at the States, throughout Canada. I was a regular instructor at the Banff Center, and a lot of different companies performing, things like that. So I just sort of, I literally attacked it when I was young. Like, I was like, this is what I want to do, this is what I have to do. I'd sweep floors if I had to, and just sort of, you know, ask people or hear about someone that was a really amazing tapper and then find them rather than, you know, just take a class and go find them and be like, well, can I just apprentice with you for a while and things like that. So I learned how to sort of find that at a young age. It's been hard, of course, but it's been cool too, you know.
So very rewarding. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good. And being pushed to, you know, all they can do or something, the actors, I would imagine that they find, you know, different aspects that they're really good at, you know, which is probably surprising to them and those around them.
Yeah, well, that's one of the beauties about this show is that, I mean, George is really he's got a really wonderful eye of the people he's worked with because he spends so much time with them. So, you know, with a play like this where he's written something pretty much specifically for the people that he has in it, you know, he's exploited everything that they're great at. And, you know, in this, people are, you know, multiple characters throughout. It moves quick. You know, there's a lot of really great singing, a lot of great music. So he's really taken that into account and managed to put that together really well. So.
Sounds really great. Now, who thought of the project? Was it George Rideout that thought of the...
Yeah, he wanted...
He's the brains.
Absolutely. Right, he wanted to do the show, and then we just had a discussion about it and thought it would be a really wonderful thing to do, and then it sort of went from there. The school's really behind it as well, which is, you know, thanks to them that they're helping us bring people in, and they're really behind us to expose the students. And I think that we've sort of had... A pretty big, the last four musicals we had with Cinderella and the recent one, Beach Blanket Zombies, 12th Never, and Chimes that she was in, those have been pretty much knockouts for us. So we've built a really lovely audience, and I think George wanted to do something special for the audience and the community as well, to give them something that's a bit different, you know.
And this is kind of unusual to have a play going on at Bishops in the summer, I guess, too.
Yeah.
It is, and... I think we have a lot of faith that the community, I mean, some of the performers here, especially since Chimes was the first big musical in the past 4 years, the audience has come to recognize the people that are in this show, especially. Mm-hmm. I mean, one that stands out for me is Daniel Armand. You know, people mm-hmm. will come to a show to see what Dan's doing. And mm-hmm. I think that that's so wonderful that, you know, this is kind of like a tribute to the audience that's been building up and supporting the endeavors at Bishop's.
Definitely. Really rewarding for the students.
Yeah.
Good. Now, let's see. It's on July 1st to the 9th, 8 p.m. in the Turner Studio Theater. That's on the campus of Bishop's, and the play is called Columbia Days. Tickets, $18 adults, $15 seniors, $10 students, and give the Centennial box office a call, 819-822-9692. Anything else you'd like to add, Stephanie or Corey?
Just that we hope to see everyone out. It's a really beautiful piece. It's really entertaining, and you know, we're seeing it come, being from the other side and seeing it come alive today. I'm really excited with it. It's a very different piece of theater, and it's really exciting. So
it sounds really exciting with a great message too, and certainly get out and encourage the students, and that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.